Have you ever wondered what it's like to run a Molly Maid franchise? Wondered if you have what it takes? Welcome to Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. In this series, we take you behind the scenes, introducing you to key members of Molly Maid Canada and the amazing partners we work with. We will cover the history of the business and share insights on the support we offer franchise partners and the opportunity for success that is yours for the taking.
Welcome to the Molly Maid Podcast. I am your host, Fiona Steyant. On today's episode, we welcome Brendan Rolfe, who is the senior manager of Western Canada with the Canadian Federation of Independent Business, or simply CFIB. So thanks so much for being with us today, Brendan.
Thanks so much for having me. Excited to be here.
So can you start us off by explaining what CFIB does?
Yeah, absolutely. So CFIB was founded on the principle of lobbying on behalf of small businesses who potentially can't lobby the government by themselves in order to lobby against, so to say, protest legislation that would be damaging to small businesses, and to promote and applaud legislation that is positive for small businesses. For instance, during COVID, a lot of those programs, the wage subsidy, the rent subsidy, as well as the CEBA loan, were actually CFIB's little goose egg, nest egg, or brainchild that we proposed to the government when we heard from our members that this is what they needed support in. So that was what CFIB was founded on. Since then, 50 years ago, we've grown to offer two more supporting pillars to add to that first lobbying pillar. The first is our business resources, which is my function here at CFIB. And then the second is a savings program where our members get savings of up to usually anywhere from 20 to even 50% of business services that they use anyway. For instance, banking, merchant services, all those types of things. But to hone in on the part that I'm a little bit more biased about, our business resources, essentially what we tell our members is that we are your HR department. So we can advise you on things that relate to workers' compensation, employment standards, human rights, taxes, and anything in between. The only things we don't do is specific legal advice, although we do have resources and tools to offer in that regard, as well as accounting. As much as we'd love to do our members' books, that's just not something we have capacity or is within our scope of practice.
Gotcha. Well, certainly all of those reasons that you've mentioned or things that CFIB does, that's why at Molly Maid Canada, we have memberships for every franchisee. Because again, as franchise coaches within our system, it is so hard for us to stay current with every single province in Canada, the legislation changes, all of those things happening. So we are so fortunate to be able to have advisors like yourself to help us out when we have questions. I know I've used it multiple times, and certainly I know all of our franchisees across Canada have as well. So it certainly is an excellent resource, that's for sure. So what would you say then would be some of the biggest benefits? I know that you mentioned, you know, some of the things that you do, but what would be the biggest benefits that our franchise receives?
Yeah, absolutely. And as you mentioned, a lot of your franchisees have reached out already, but you actually have unlimited access to our business resources department via phone, via email. And we even actually just launched a web chat function where people can get through our web portal to talk to us that way too. So however you need to reach us, as many times as you need to reach us, you can. So for instance, if something as you know, as simple as what's the stat pay rules for Manitoba, for my employees who worked on that day or didn't work on that day, how do I pay them? We can answer that. We can also get something to things that are a little more complex, such as, you know what, I have an employee who came forward with a substance abuse issue. They're not a great employee and I want to terminate them. What do I do? So we can dive into that as well. Like I mentioned, I'm a little biased. So I feel like our greatest service is our business resources department. I call us the fire department as well, because oftentimes our member will call us and say either, I did this, what do I do now to protect myself? Or what do I do in this instance? And of course, we welcome those calls even more so that we can steer you clear of any potential pitfalls, you know, to avoid things like human rights claims, inadvertent human rights claims, may I add. It's not that business owners are doing things to be malicious, but perhaps they just don't know the rules. And what we're seeing a lot of is that employees do know the rules. They have time to go research those rules. And so they know their rights now more than ever. So we really try to help our members navigate those pitfalls before they step in them, essentially. to make sure that they stay, you know, claim free. But we also help them to create a business structure and policies and procedures so that they get the most out of their employees as well. You know, what we find is that communication is king in the workplace. And the more we can include our employees in not only shaping that workplace, but having a voice that they're comfortable speaking to the business owners in, creates a more harmonious workplace. It's easier to attract new workers, which of course is a huge challenge right now. And it creates less friction in the workplace too. So we advise our members essentially on the best practices to build that type of workplace that makes their employee management easier and essentially makes their operations go a lot smoother on the day-to-day.
Yeah, absolutely. I know that one thing that we also have used in terms of resources is that you do have sample policies. And, you know, if some franchisees are writing a letter to an employee, I know that they've been able to send it to one of your advisors and run it by them to make sure that it is, you know, legal and the legalese, and it's, you know, they're not overstating or understating. So certainly it is a huge benefit because you're right. You know, you want to make sure that as a small business owner, you're doing the right things. You know, you're treating your employees fair and you're respecting all the laws, you know, and because there are so many different little intricacies, it is important to double check. And I know that, you know, again, as a franchise coach, as well as, you know, franchise development, I do know working with some franchisees, sometimes they have questions and I think, geez, I think I know the answer, but I want to be that 100% sure. So I always say, here's what I think, but just to be sure, give CFIB a call. So having said that, how quickly would you say franchisees or anyone that has a membership, how quickly are they able to contact and connect with someone at CFIB to get that answer?
Yeah, exactly. So I mentioned that there's three different ways to contact us. So that's phone, email, and our web chat function. But we also have an internal pillar that we stand by is 24-hour response rule. That doesn't mean we're going to take 24 hours to respond to you, but that does mean that we commit to all of our members to get back in some fashion to our members within 24 hours. If we need more than 24 hours to find you the exact answer, we never want to steer our members wrong. So sometimes it happens where we're waiting on the government for an answer or being a go-between. Then you know, it takes a little bit longer, but we always commit to getting back to you within 24 hours. Usually it'll be a same day response. And quite frankly, when you call us, chances are you're going to get someone live on the end of the line right then and there. We actually operate on what we call coast to coast hours, or call it rock to rock hours. That means we're available from 5 a.m. Pacific time to 8 p.m. Eastern time, because we have advisors across the country that answer the phones during all that time. So let's say I've got somebody in Nova Scotia who it's 7 o'clock there. They can call me, you know, 4.5 hours back in BC, and I'll pick up that call because I'm still on the clock at that point. So you can work outside of your regular business hours. I say that tongue in cheek because we all know small business owners have no regular business hours, but outside of the operating hours that your customers need you, you can call us and we'll be there to answer your call. You know, 5 a.m., someone in the East will answer your call. 7 p.m., someone in the West will answer your call. So we commit to always being there for our members when they need us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Absolutely. And sometimes, you know, just being able to reach out and ask someone the question when you're, you know, struggling and upset and unsure, you know, just here, being able to talk to someone helps so much, ease your mind. And so that's fabulous. The other thing I guess that I'll just mention too is we through CFIB, there are a number of courses you can take through your ViewBiz, right? And so I know like part of our training now we've set up for onboarding new franchisees is they're taking the finance and finance program for small business. And yeah, we love that because it gives them some insight, but there's so many other opportunities, right, with education.
Oh yes, definitely. Yeah, there's courses on management, being your own human resources. I mean, of course, you can lean on us, but it also educates you so you can have that firsthand knowledge if an employee approaches you and you know they won't take, no, hold on, let me check for an answer. There's also courses on, for your employees, might I add, on things like WMIS. So making sure they're WMIS certified, that's Workplace Hazardous Information Material Systems. So if your employees are required to have that, you get it for free through our partner ViewBiz. And that can be taken online, 30-minute course. They print off the certificate, put it in their file. Now they're WMIS certified. Now you've got someone from the WCB board in your province coming knocking, saying, hey, your employees need this. You can just flash the flash the completion certificate, done. They'll leave you alone. So yeah, there's a whole lot of things for both our members, you know, to become a stronger leader and a stronger manager, but also for your employees to become stronger employees. And they get that for free through their membership with CFIB.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, thanks so much for all your time today and explaining all of this information. I mean, it really is a fabulous organization. We're so lucky to have you. And certainly I've, like I said, I've reached out a million times and we've actually had you, Brendan, at our seminars. So thank you for all your support and everything you do. It really is appreciated. And for your time today.
Well, always a pleasure, Fiona. Look forward to the next time.
All right. Well, thanks again.
Take care.
Thank you for joining us on Running a Franchise with Molly Maid. If you are interested in learning more about franchise opportunities with Molly Maid Canada, please send us an email at franchiseopportunities@mollymaid.ca. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode.